This is Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-O-N, dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder, period. Ooh. Next paragraph, date of service is January 24th, 2013. Patient name is Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Wall, W-A-L. L. Date of birth is February 10th, 1944. Primary care physician is John, J-O-H-N, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Vollmer, V-O-L-L-M-E-R, M-D. Located at 25250 Kelly Road in Roseville, Michigan, 48066. Phone number is 586-777-466A. Fax number is 586-777-4452. Next paragraph is cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit, follow-up period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Wall in our cardiology clinic today, period. As you know, she's a very pleasant 68-year-old lady with a past medical history significant for coronary artery disease with stent placement in 2006, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and she has just recently received a left total hip arthroplasty, period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, she states that she is feeling out of breath, experiencing pain in the left side of her thorax, period. She denies having any pain directly in her chest, and she states that the pain is reproducible upon movement of her left arm, period. Patient states that she took 2 nitro last night to no relief, period. She states that she only was able, her pain resolved upon this morning when she was walking to work and she sat down, period. She states that she was unable to finally take a deep breath and she went to work, period. After this point, she then came in for her cardiology clinic appointment, period. Patient also has swelling bilaterally as well as pain in her legs upon walking bilaterally, period. The patient denies any palpitations, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, dizziness, lightheadedness, headaches, or any recent color changes in her legs bilaterally, period. The patient recently had a left total hip arthroplasty back in August 13th, 2012, period. She was placed on blood thinners. However, she had been taken off of all blood thinners, including Plavix, period. Patient was never placed on Coumadin. And she states that she has been taking her 325 milligrams of aspirin daily, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. 1, hypertension. 2, hyperlipidemia. 3, coronary artery disease status post left heart catheterization with stent placement in 2006. Next number, osteoarthritis. Next paragraph, past surgical history. She had an arthroscopic surgery of the left knee and right hip replacement, period. She also had a left total hip arthroplasty done August 13th, 2012, period. She's also status post left heart catheterization with stent placement in 2006 at St. John Hospital on Maras, period. We do not have the results from this cardiac catheterization, period. Next paragraph, social history. Denies smoking cigarettes or using recreational drugs, period. She does acknowledge drinking alcohol, however, she only drinks socially, period. Next paragraph, family history. Positive for coronary artery disease and hypertension and diabetes, period. Positive for mother receiving stents, period. Next paragraph, allergies. No known drug allergies, period. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, diltiazem, 180 milligrams. 2, Diovan, HCTZ, 165/25 milligrams. Next number, metoprolol, 100 milligrams. Next number, Vitorin, 10/10. Next number, Sprint, 325 milligrams daily. Next number, nitroglycerin, PRN, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. Vital signs on today's visit. Patient's blood pressure is 152/81 in the left arm, and she does state that she has been taking her medications. Pulse, 90, weight, 200 pounds, height, 5'3". BMI, 35.5. 4.4. For the rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template as well as the normal cardiology exam template, with the exception of putting 1 plus edema bilaterally in the lower extremities, as well as mild tenderness to palpation in the lower extremities bilaterally, period. Thank you. Next paragraph, diagnostic studies. EKG done today on January 24th, 2013. Showed a ventricular heart rate of 81 beats per minute. Normal sinus rhythm.
I'm getting scriptures on page.
Period. However, it did show some left ventricular hypertrophy, flattened T waves in V3, as well as indeterminate axis deviation, as the leads are down in EVF. Next paragraph. Chest x-ray done on January 24th, 2013. Impressions. Normal chest x-ray, period. Next paragraph. Electrolytes and lab studies. Done on August 15th, 2012, period. Done on August 16th, 2012, and August 17th, 2012, period. Electrolytes are within normal limits, although the glucose is at 106, period. Liver function studies are within normal limits, period. Troponin I was taken and found to be less than 0.017, period. G studies are within normal limits, period. Paragraph. Venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities, done on October 3rd, 2011. Showed 1.20 on the right and 1.1 on the left for ABI. This was interpreted as within normal ABI value range, period. Echocardiogram done on July 30th, 2012. Conclusions. Overall left ventricular systolic function was normal with an ejection fraction between 65 and 70%. Period. The diastolic filling pattern indicated impaired relaxation, interatrial septal aneurysm. There's also mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, period. Mild thickening of the anterior mitral valve leaflet, mild thickening of the posterior mitral valve leaflet, mild tricuspid regurgitation was present, period. The inferior vena cava was dilated with poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressures, period. Paragraph, lower extremity venous waveform studies. Results indicated normal waveforms on the left lower extremity. However, there was borderline venous waveforms on the right lower extremity, period. The fill time was 19.1 on the right and 23.3 filling time on the left, period. Please omit the venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremities. Thank you. Graph segmental ABI done on October 3rd, 2011. Venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremity performed on September 19th, 2011. Carotid ultrasound done on September 19th, 2011. Myocardial stress test done on September 19th, 2011. For these diagnostic investigations, please copy and paste these diagnostic investigations from pages 2 and 3 of the cardiology clinic note on July 30th, 2012. Again, that was the segmental ABI study done on October 3rd, 2011, venous Doppler ultrasound study of the lower extremity done on September 19th, 2011, carotid ultrasound study done on September 19th, 2011, and myocardial stress test done on September 19th, 2011. Thank you. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Then the left side, of the thorax. The patient states that she has chronically been having pain on the left side of her thorax, period. She states that she did not have any pain directly in her chest, period. She says that she had significantly increased pain on the left side of her thorax last night, where she took 2 nitro to no relief, period. She states that she actually did have more pain with movement of her left arm and shoulder, period. The patient's pain only resolved this morning on January 24, 2013, when she came into work and she sat down. She was finally able to take a full deep breath and she was not feeling any more pain, period. Long history of coronary artery disease, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral arterial disease, and she also recently had a left total hip arthroplasty, as well as having peripheral vascular disease and pain in both of her legs, period. Therefore, she may be suffering from pulmonary embolism, costochondritis, or acute coronary syndrome, period. We have therefore ordered a 2D echocardiogram, Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities to search for DVTs, and we advise the patient to immediately go to the emergency room if she has a recurrence of this pain and shortness of breath, period. We also advise the patient to follow up with us in 2 weeks, even if there is no pain at all, and we will consider getting a cardiac catheterization at that time to reevaluate her arteries, as she had a cardiac catheterization done in 2006. However, it was done at St. John's, and therefore their results are not available for our viewing, period. We also had a stent placed during the cardiac catheterization, period. We've also advised a patient to take nitroglycerin again if she has a recurrence of this pain, in addition to going to emergency room. Period. We also advise the patient to continue her current medications, especially including her aspirin, 325 milligrams daily, and to continue to follow up with her primary care physician, period. Next number, shortness of breath. On today's visit, the patient still is having shortness of breath as well, period. As such, we order the 2D echocardiogram to evaluate the cause of her shortness of breath, and we'll follow up on the results, period. Next number, coronary artery disease. Patient has a history of coronary artery disease with stent placement in 2006, period. Today's visit, patient is having pain on the left side of her thorax, but she's not having any chest pain, period. We have decided to look into having a cardiac catheterization done again, and we will reevaluate the patient in 2 weeks on this matter, period. The last myocardial stress test that was performed was in September 2011 and came back negative for any reversible ischemia, period. The last echocardiogram done in July 30th, 2012 showed a normal ejection fraction between 65 and 70%. However, there was impaired relaxation in the diastolic filling pattern, an aneurysm in the interatrial septum, mild thickening of the anterior mitral valve leaflet and posterior mitral valve leaflet, as well as mild aortic valve sclerosis without stenosis, period. There's also mild tricuspid regurgitation in the inferior vena cava was dilated with poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressures, period. We will consider ordering another stress test in the future, period. For the moment, we have asked that the patient continue her current medications and follow up with PCP, period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, the blood pressure of the patient was 152 over 81, which is elevated over the goal of 140 over 90. Period. The patient does state that she has been taking her blood pressure medications, and as such, we will reevaluate her blood pressure on the next visit and have advised that she continue to take her current medications and follow up with her primary care physician on this matter, period. The patient is right now taking metoprolol 100 milligrams Diovan, HGTZ, 165 or 25 milligrams, period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. Recommend that the patient continue to follow up with a primary care physician for strict lipid control and to monitor her fasting lipid profile and LFTs, period. Next number, peripheral arterial disease. On today's visit, the patient is having pain in her legs bilaterally, as well as swelling, period. Last segmental ABI performed in October 2011 came back normal. However, we have recommended that the patient get a venous Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities to evaluate for any deep venous thrombosis, period. We also recommended that the patient continue her current medications and will continue to monitor closely, period. Next number, cardiopharmacogenetics, DNA buccal swab to confirm genotypes and aid in dosing medication metabolized by the cytochrome P450 pathways. Next paragraph, thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Wall, period. Our phone number is provided to Ms. Wall to call with any questions or concerns, period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue with to see her primary care physician, period. Next paragraph, thank you so much, period. Next paragraph, sincerely, Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R, Houston, K-U-S-T-O-N, medical student dictating for Dr. Mahir Elder. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.